I could reach nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. But I said,
"Look here, brother, who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Now who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
All the factions.
All the factions.
That action.
Love that. 91.5 WMFO, The New Pornographers, featuring Nico Case, amongst many others. Great band out of Canada. I'll tell you, we'll talk about them a little bit more in a while, but we want to keep this set rolling. Do we not? Do we not? This is The Tubes.
Oh, baby. Move closer to me. I've had all that I can stand. Take hold of me. Your hands.
Oh, baby, you give me the chills. Whisper low in my ear. Let me know how it feels just to know you are near.
Your body gives me a thrill as it leans against mine. I love how it feels with your jeans against mine.
Together at the dashing sparks in
you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me away?
Let me sleep on. The signs will serve as your guide above the water with it held high. May you always go the distance through the darkness and the light. All the signs say pick up the pieces. All the signs say make a stand as one. What survives the long cold winter will be stronger and can't be undone. With this back against the wall, all will soon be revealed. When sirens sound and spirits fall, we'll twist this back against this wall. With this back against the wall, all will soon be revealed. When sirens sound and spirits fall, with just this back against this wall.
Great to have Sunbolt back in business. Good record. Notes of Blue just came out this year from Sunbolt, and that was called Back Against the Wall. Sunbolt, 91.5 WMFO. Paradise by the Dashboard Light before that from Meatloaf. 8-minute song. What possibly could I do during an 8-minute song? Every once in a while, you gotta have one. Before that, The Tubes from Young and Rich, their second album back in 1976. Don't Touch Me There. The New Pornographers featuring Nico Case, among many others. Great singer-songwriters in that band. And their most recent album is called Whiteout Conditions. We heard High Ticket Attractions from 2017. Did we go before that? Frank Zappa did Cosmic Debris. Oh, yeah, another long set. Going back to his Apostrophe album, 1974. And Flo and Eddie, formerly of the Frank Zappa and the Mothers band. But this was from a solo album called Moving Targets. Well, it's not solo. There's two of them. But unattached to the Turtles or the Mothers, Flo and Eddie did Keep It Warm. The album was called Moving Targets. And more new music back at the beginning. Moon Taxi. I love this band. Red Hot Lights is what we heard from Daybreaker. I'm going to dig deeper into that album. I hope there's a lot of good stuff in there. It is 1:25 exactly right now. I'm Bob Angel. Thanks for joining me in the Detox Mansion. And, you know, everybody's got their issues. So, you know, just hang out. Crank up the volume. You know, we'll be playing more music, more great music anytime now. It is a sunny, beautiful day in the Boston area. I hope everybody has a great day. I don't know what it's like in Montana or Florida, although I know they're checking in on the old web. Ooh, Charleston, South Carolina, too. How about that? Yeah, we get all over the place. Sunshine today in Boston, though, high around 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 60. And tomorrow, cloudy with showers in the afternoon, late in the day. Periods of rain, high in the mid-70s. I think it's been a pretty good, you know, we have had quite a bit of rain, but that makes everything so green, so I'm not complaining about the weather here. Not at all. 75 degrees right now on the campus of Tufts University, and I got to do this, too.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Guess that's it. There you go. This Trump administration, this guy in charge of Justice Department and going after the states to that have legalized marijuana. They want to empower the feds, the FBI to come in and bust people. We got to stop this, folks. This nut that we have in the White House. I pull my hair out because every single day he's done something weird. And although today seems to be, he's on vacation, so I guess maybe he's on vacation from doing his stupid tweets, which is fine by me. But anyway, I digress. How did I get on that topic? I wanted to start a new set with James McMurtry, going back to his Where'd You Hide the Body? 91.5 WMFO.
Outside. It's your buddy, your pal, your musical confidant. Well, it's actually Bob Angel, but he paid me to say that.
It doesn't get any worse than that.
On 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Concentrate on you, all the
all the hits we took, all them stitches we got, all our brains so good.
Can I sit next to you? 91.5 WMFO, brand new music from Spoon, another one of my favorite younger bands, anyway. They've been around for quite a while, but, you know, I'm old and ancient, and I have white hair and dentures. Some of that is true. Anyway, that was Spoon, and from their latest album, Hot Thoughts. And Can I Sit Next to You? Before that, I think everybody knows the Vapors Turning Japanese. We heard Roadrunner from the Modern Lovers and James McMurtry, Where'd You Hide the Body? The title track from his 1995 album. He has a new one out. He's touring right now, as a matter of fact. I think he played in Cambridge a couple of weeks ago. Might want to check that, though. Look it up. See if there's... Maybe you can still catch him. He's a terrific singer-songwriter, though, James McMurtry. You know what I'm saying? It's 1:44, 16 before 2 o'clock, which is quitting time for me, so we're kind of running out of time. Happens this way all the time. I wanted to play some new George Ezra, too. There's so much I wanted. You know, I really need a six-hour show to get all the music out that I want you to hear. Because here's another new one. This is George Ezra. Didn't I say that? It don't matter now, whether I said it or not. But the name of the song is Don't Matter Now. 91.5 WMFO.
Sometimes you need to be alone.
It don't matter now.
Shut the door, unplug the phone. In a language they don't know. Well, I don't think about that stuff. No, I don't think about that stuff. It don't matter now. Build a castle out to sing.
understand.
It don't matter now.
But with a suitcase in your hand,
it don't matter.
Well, I don't think about that stuff. No, I don't think about that stuff. It don't matter now. Your way on through the crowd.
It don't matter now.
Change your name, you won't be found.
It don't matter.
Well, I don't think about that stuff. No, I don't think about that stuff. It don't matter now.
More artistic flavor.
You got me rockin' and
Bebop Deluxe. An album they put out in 1978, it was. Drastic Plastic was the name of the album that Bebop Deluxe did. Panic in the World, and it's sort of, you know, it's just sort of the way it is around the world at the moment. I think everybody, it just seems though all the eras that we go through, that there's always something that they have us frightened about. And, you know, it'll work out. Everything's going to work out. You know, karma will catch up to the Donald. And, you know, we've had a wake-up call. And so, you know, everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine, I promise you. Anyway, before Bebop Deluxe, the Beach Boys. And they were having a party, it sounded like, for Barbara Ann. Yeah, I just dug that out at the last second. I was sort of flipping through songs, and I said, oh, I haven't heard that one in a long time. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And also, brand new George Ezra, It Don't Matter Now is the name of that song, and it is now 156. Check that, 157. It's going to be at the tone. Beep, 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 and 59 and 157. That means it's 3 minutes away from 2 o'clock. That means I'm Bob Angel and Detox Mansion is out of here. But I do want to leave you with yet another new song. I don't want to play an awful lot of it. But there's just so much good stuff. Cage the Elephant have another new album out. Unpeeled. It just came out. And this one is called Whole Wild Wide World. I'm going to see you in 2 weeks. I'm going to have my special guest, the band Cahill, local band, and they have a great new album that we'll be talking about, and they'll be debuting a bunch of songs from. So 2 weeks on the 20th of August. Let's all be here, okay? But in the meantime, I'm going to leave you new music from Cage the Elephant. This is called Whole Wide World on 91.5 WMFO.
When I was a young boy, my mama said to me, there's only one girl in this world for you, and she probably lives in Tahiti. I go the whole wide world, I go the whole wide world just to find her. Or maybe she's in the Bahamas, where the Caribbean Sea is blue, weeping in the tropical moonlit night, because nobody's talking about you.